I've learned through my own experience that the actual practice of psychology, East and West, makes me more open, free, and strangely vulnerable to life. Instead of using the technical terms of the West, such as countertransference and cathexis, or the Eastern terms of adverting consciousness and mutable intimating phenomena, I find it helpful to speak of longing, hurt, anger, loving, hope, of rejection, letting go, feeling close, independence, and inner freedom. I want the stories I tell of students and practitioners to help us each trust our own capacity for kindness and wisdom. I want us to discover the power of the heart to hold all things: sorrow, loneliness, shame, frustration, happiness, joy, and peace, and to find a deep trust that wherever we are and whatever we face, we can be free in their midst. I'd like to underscore a point the Dalai Lama has made repeatedly. Buddhist teachings are not a religion, they are a science of mind. This does not deny the fact that for many people around the world, Buddhism has also come to function as a religion. Like most religions, it offers its followers a rich tradition of devotional practices, communal rituals, and sacred stories. But this is not the origin of Buddhism or its core. The Buddha was a human being, not a god, and what he offered his followers were experiential teachings and practices, a revolutionary way to understand and release suffering. From his own inner experiments, he discovered a systematic and remarkable set of trainings to bring about happiness and fulfill the highest levels of human development. Today, it is this path of practice and liberation that draws most Western students to Buddhism. It is urgent that we as human beings, individually and collectively, learn a wiser way to live. In this book, I offer the visionary and universal perspectives of Buddhism for the healing of our hearts, the freeing of our minds, and the benefit of all beings.